Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Social media strategist Scott Kleinberg. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm up to about 20% right now. And I'm glad to hear it. For a recharge very soon. Social media is a buzz about a possible push toward a paid version of Twitter. We've also got some Facebook information. Let's get to Twitter first. Yep. Tell us what the latest is, Scott.
Well, Twitter has finally confirmed the world's longest running rumor, and it is indeed, they say, working on subscriptions and other approaches, that's a quote, as potential revenue opportunities. And some users, I am not a lucky user this time, but some users have reported seeing this new Twitter survey, which is asking them about a range of potential options that they might be willing to pay for, which is another step towards the next stage in this project.
So I guess the question is it going to be worth it? What kinds of things does Twitter have in mind for the possible paid tier to the service?
Well, they're asking if you'd be willing to pay for any of the following, or if these things are important. So I pulled out some of the best examples. For example, undo send, an option to recall your sent tweets within a 30-second window. Custom color options, new ways to customize the look of your Twitter profile. Advanced video publishing, the capacity to publish much longer videos than you can now. Profile badges, something that links back to your business or employer. Auto replies, so you don't have to type something all the time. Social listening, meaning more insights to what people are saying and how people are reacting to your tweets. And custom stickers and hashtags, the capability to create your own emoji and your own little icons that go with your hashtags.
Well, I'll tell you the feature that I might consider paying for, not just on Twitter, but on email, on texts, on Facebook, an option to recall what you send within a 30-second window. That could save a lot of people.
That whole 30 seconds will make a big difference, absolutely.
Well, maybe make you think. What do you think any of this is worth paying for?
I would say absolutely not at all. And in fact, I really think that this is so disappointing. I hate to sound so negative, but there's nothing here that would make me even consider paying for Twitter. And I heard what you said about 30 seconds, but 30 seconds to unsend a tweet, my response is don't send it till it's ready. There, you just save $10 a month. And a badge with my company logo, well, I can already put that in my profile. So I don't even know that I need to have that. Longer videos, auto replies. I don't know. This rumor has been around for like 14 years, and it just seems like they would have so much better in mind. Now, keep in mind, they're only, you know, right now they're just talking about what could be, but it just seems like there's nothing in terms of imagination.
So right now this is just a survey, isn't it?
Yep. Yep, yep. It's just a survey. It doesn't really indicate what we're going to see when it's released. But a lot of times what happens is Twitter releases these surveys and they pick something from the survey. So my educated guess is that people are going to react the same way I'm reacting, and Twitter is going to go back to the drawing board. I mean, we have to hope. And like I've said all along, my offer is still on the table. If Twitter wants to call me, I can tell them how to get people to pay for Twitter. I just don't think that this is it right now.
They should call you. Continuing with social media strategist Scott Kleinberg, let's turn to Facebook. And they've had a rough go lately, but things are looking up in spite of it all, right, Scott?
Yeah, yeah. You know, you'd think, Bob, with an advertiser boycott, a pandemic, an appearance before Congress, that, you know, maybe things wouldn't be looking so great. But, you know, Facebook is still reporting steady growth in its latest earnings report. They now say that the platform has 3 billion users worldwide, 3 billion across its family of apps. And remember, Facebook's family is Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, WhatsApp. But Facebook alone added another 100 million monthly active users in the second quarter of 2020 alone.
And will Facebook's numbers get even bigger in the next few months?
I think it's safe to say that it's likely. Right now, a very interesting thing is Facebook is testing out a competitor to TikTok called Reels, R-E-E-L-S. And right now, it's just in India. But if and when it's released more widely, it's possible that Facebook will be in for some pretty quick growth. And it's worth noting, India recently banned TikTok, so it makes sense for them to test Reels out there.
Yeah, TikTok certainly has been in the news. So will Reels hurt them?
I think that they will eventually take a bite out of some of the TikTok market eventually, and it's going to be really interesting to watch. So we already know that the Trump administration has threatened to ban it here, and there's all this talk with Microsoft for them to buy it. And putting aside what can happen and whether it will happen, TikTok has such a huge following that I think Facebook is living in some kind of dream world if it thinks that everybody is just going to jump ship and start using a Facebook version. And it's actually probably going to be more likely part of Instagram than it is Facebook. But it's like I always say, you know, just because a platform creates a way to do something doesn't mean that people are just going to automatically change their habits because of the name. But in this case, there's going to be a lot of curiosity, and people are going to stay where they're most comfortable, but we'll have to see what Reels does to make it worth their while. You know, I mean, for now, there's a lot of people who are somewhat interested in TikTok, but they're not interested enough to sign up. So that'll be interesting to see if people actually want to take the step with a brand that they know a little bit better, in this case, Facebook or Instagram.
You know, it's unbelievable. You can go, like, say, 6 months ago, and nobody ever heard of TikTok, and now it's all over the news. How did they get so big so fast?
You know, that is a really good question, and I'll tell you, there are a lot of reasons, but there's one big one, and it's the pandemic. Before this whole thing started, where we're all at home, TikTok was really mostly 14, 15, 16, 18-year-old people, and that's it. I mean, it was super young. And then as the pandemic started and people started staying home, it started to skew older, and we started to see people, especially in the 24 to 35 age range, really starting to get involved in it. I think that had a lot to do with it. Not that it wasn't going to do well just because people were interested in what it was over time, but I definitely think people staying at home accelerated the whole process.
It's just short videos, right?
It's short videos, and it started as just dancing, but now it's moving on towards more things that young people are interested in. So there's a lot of information on Black Lives Matter, a lot of information on voting and things like that. But yeah, it's short form video, and it's just a community, and that's why it's doing so well. Instagram has a very specific community, and TikTok has a very specific community.
By the way, yesterday I thought of something, and I think this, you know, we talk about Twitter, a paid feature, and would you pay if you had a feature where you could retrieve your tweet and call it back? Well, maybe, but this would be an even better feature. And you tell me what you think, because you're the expert in this area, Scott. You know how sometimes you want to send an email or you want to send a text, and you're angry. Right.
Yeah.
So what I think is there should be a design or an upgrade on your phone or on your laptop, on your computer, whatever. So if you're mad and you're hitting the keys really hard, the harder you hit the keys, the bolder the typeface. What do you think?
I think it's a good idea, except the harder you hit the keys, the more you're going to need a new phone, the companies would probably want that instead. So that's probably going to come before your idea, but I will back up your idea.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll get a patent on that from the Scott Kleinberg Bob Surratt Company. Have a good day, Scott.
You too, Bob. Take care.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.